Mayor Bloomberg expanded the number of high schools across the city, trumpeting the choices available to families. But some of the most desirable high schools remain reserved for students in just one school district, District 2. That includes the Upper East Side and parts of downtown Manhattan. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports on why Bloomberg, the champion of school choice, did not touch the rules for District 2 priority high schools.
Every fall during high school application season, city parents hustle to workshops and open houses as they try to narrow down the overwhelming number of options. At an information fair for Manhattan high schools, Tanya Stanley Duff joked about the 567-page directory of public high schools she clutched in her hands.
My husband called it the Bible because I sleep with it in the bed.
Duff was with her 13-year-old daughter, Halima Goodings. They live in the Bronx and picked out a few schools in Manhattan they liked, including Eleanor Roosevelt and Baruch High School. But her daughter really doesn't have a chance at those two prestigious schools. They give priority to local residents, something Duff doesn't think is fair.
Because, you know, if you're willing to have your child travel, it's just like if you get a job, you don't think, oh, I only can work in my neighborhood.
Manhattan's District 2 is the only part of the city with academically selective high schools that are largely reserved for their own local residents. Other districts give priority to their residents, but their schools aren't considered anywhere near as rigorous or in demand.
If certain students are told that they have no chance at schools only because of their zip codes, that does not liberate them from their zip codes.
Tanya Cotin is a parent of an eighth grader at MS 54 on Manhattan's Upper West Side, which is part of District 3. We're standing outside Baruch College Campus High School on East 25th Street, smack in the middle of District 2, which includes much of downtown through the Upper East Side. Baruch would be an easy commute for her child, but last year, this school got more than 7,400 applicants for just about 100 seats.
As an academically screened school with fantastic graduation rates, college enrollment, and other criteria, they're able to fill their 120 seats with students in District 2 and cannot offer the same kind of access to equally qualified kids from outside of District 2.
WNYC looked at the most academically competitive high schools, not including the specialized schools like Stuyvesant, which rely on a single test. Most give equal access to kids all over the city, including the prestigious Beacon School in District 3. Barbara Reiser, whose eighth grader also attends MS 54 in that district, says all schools should be open to all kids.
What is the justification to have one area of the city have one rule and another area of the city does not?
The Department of Education would not allow WNYC to interview anyone on this topic. A spokesman issued a statement saying the administration has created a lot of new schools in Manhattan that are open to all. But after listening to families, it left, quote, existing structures in place. Other officials have called the District 2 priorities a legacy issue. And yet, the Bloomberg administration hasn't shied away from controversies in other districts. The city closed hundreds of struggling schools despite community opposition. But District 2 is home to some very active and affluent families. It's also been an incubator for educational innovation since the 1980s and 90s, when some of its prestigious schools were created. Shino Tanikawa is president of the district's Community Education Council. She says opening the six selective schools to everyone would only make them more elite.
It's going to become either incredibly hard to get in or impossible for really anyone to get in except for the really cream of the crop top students.
Her daughter didn't have the scores to get into these selective schools when she applied a few years ago. This is why Tanikawa says a better solution is to create more good schools for all types of students instead of pitting one district against the others.
Yes, we're fortunate in District 2 because we do have more affluent families and we do have some of the political powerhouses here. But nonetheless, if parents get together and push for change, I don't see why we couldn't create district priority schools in other districts.
And it's not as though District 2 isn't open to kids from other parts of the city, she notes. The district has 68 high schools, most of which are open to everyone. Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio has not said where he stands on District 2, but critics of the current system hope he's willing to challenge one part of the school system Bloomberg didn't touch. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.